Blackstone Publishing presents Darwin's House of Cards, A Journalist's Odyssey Through the Darwin Debates by Tom Bethel. This book is read by Matthew McAuliffe. To Donna. Introduction. Doubts about evolution first arose in my mind when I looked at the title page of The Origin of Species. I read and then reread that page. On the Origin of Species, by means of natural selection, or The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life, by Charles Darwin, M.A., 1859. The words preservation and favored stood out. Was there any way of knowing what races, meaning species or individual variants, were favored other than by looking to see which ones were in fact preserved? Can favored be distinguished from preserved? It was in 1960 that my doubts arose. There was a lot of publicity about Darwin's theory at the time, and especially at Oxford University. Exactly 100 years earlier, Thomas Henry Huxley and Bishop Samuel Wilberforce had engaged in a famous debate at the university's Museum of Natural History. Twice a week, en route to tutorials at the psychology department, I would walk past that museum on Parks Road. Psychology, philosophy, and physiology was my major, although we didn't use that word. Psychology aims to study the mind, but the intractable problem was, and remains, that you can't see the mind from the outside. You can only experience it from within, and that means you can't touch it or measure it. As they said at the time, the mind is a black box. By the mid-20th century, psychology was worshiping at the feet of science, and observing and measuring are fundamental aspects of science. So an obvious question arose. Could science penetrate the black box of the mind? In an attempt to circumvent it, a discipline called behaviorism had been established by John B. Watson. He, in turn, was influenced by Ivan Pavlov. The goal was to reduce psychology to behavior, thereby sidestepping the black box problem. Responses, outputs, would be compared to stimuli, inputs. As long as a predictable relationship could be established between the two, the mind and consciousness could be quietly ignored and even, as far as science was concerned, assumed not to exist. Thought was assumed to be covert speech. Both behaviorism and neo-Darwinism derived their inspiration from the same zeitgeist of reductionist philosophy which...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?